Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aretha bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, adjunct professor at associate professor of business at King's College, and her website is hiddenprofit.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about cash and profit. What's the difference?
Okay. Well, first of all, Jim, this is an important question
because people get confused about this.
Oh, yes, they do. How many people know that you could be showing a profit and still be going bankrupt?
Yeah.
Everybody listening, you can. Mm-hmm. You can be showing a bankrupt.
It's called succeeding yourself out of business.
That's right. So that's actually what happened to Bear Stearns, by the way. They showed a profit on Friday, and they reported bankruptcy on Monday, but mm-hmm. I digress. The difference between profit and cash flow is you could book a sale, you could invoice the client. Client owes you money now, right? You're playing the role of the bank,
mm-hmm.
but then the client never pays you, or the client pays you less than what you actually invoice. And the difference between why your profitability may not all be realized. Is sometimes clients take a discount. If they pay early, they might take a discount. The goods were shipped and they were damaged, and the client wants a discount because of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time lag between when you invoice and when you get paid. There's always a time lag. Maybe it's 30 days if we're lucky. Most of the time it's closer to 60, especially in this market. There are tons of reasons why your profitability may not. And then the client, frankly, could be going bankrupt, him or herself, where they simply can't pay you. So you can't assume once you book a sale that that's going to translate into cash flow. And, oh, by the way, once those invoices go out, they need to be actively managed.
Watched.
You can't assume just because the client got the invoice that they are necessarily going to pay it. So Norm Brodsky, who is the interview that I did for my for Chapter 10 for
Norm's
Accounting for the
Norm's
Number
one
Phobic.
Of our buddies here. Yep.
Yeah, just a fabulous guy, right? Just a brilliant man, mm-hmm. very successful.
Yep.
And at any rate, he said the following. He said, you know, when we send out an invoice, he said a week before that invoice is due, we call up the account payable clerk, and we say, Frida, just, you know, this is so-and-so. We just want to let you know that the invoice is going to be due in 7 days. Is there going to be a problem in paying the invoice?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of good feedback when you mm-hmm. ask that question, right? Because as you get to know Frida, which most people don't,
right?
Frida's caught in the bowels of the bureaucracy.
I bet Frida gets a little bouquet of flowers every once in a while, too.
Oh, Frida, you know, let me tell you, Frida owns the keys to the kingdom, and she is, right? She gets no respect, this poor woman. But at any rate, tells you a lot, right? Oh, gee, you know, we're a little tight this month. And so you start negotiating. Well, can you pay half of it now? Can you pay half of it, a week from now? Yeah, I can do that. And those kind of conversations are golden.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever has them, by the way.
And if they know you're going to call them, they'll come near paying you so they can tell you that they've taken care of it than they will people who don't call them.
Well, that's right.
A squeaky
and
wheel.
Let me tell you a great big secret. Jim Blasingame, everybody who's listening, if they get this, it will completely transform their cash flow. So here's mm-hmm. a $1 million tip. If you need to know what Frida's sign-off privileges are, so if she can sign a check without having to get other authorization at $2,500,
mm-hmm.
you never send Frida an invoice
Good
for
advice.
More than $2,500.
Good advice.
No, never do it, because she can sign off on it, get it off her desk. If she needs one or two more approvals to get that check cut,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cost you time.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the client owes you $10,000, You bill that client in $2,500 chunks. You send 4 invoices instead of 1. And you know what? You will get paid faster, and your invoice will get paid faster. And I have to tell you, it was so funny. I was doing some training videos, and I talked about this, and the guy who was videotaping me was from New Zealand. And right in the middle of giving that tip, this guy was hilarious. He said, "Oh, my gosh, it's true, it's true." You know, a colleague of mine told me that. He said, "And I did it, and it really works." So I said, "Get out from behind the camera. Get over here. Get in front of the camera and be my testimonial," you know.
Right.
But never invoice more than what the accounts payable clerk sign-off privileges
are. Most people would never think of that.
Yep, and I can tell you that will completely transform your cash flow. And what does that mean? That means that the business can begin to stand on its own 2 feet instead of you having to go out and get investors.
You know what I used to do?
Instead of you having to go out and borrow money from the bank.
Now, I had a small business. I didn't have a lot of customers. But when I had my consulting company, I not only billed them every month, I not only billed them the first of the month, I oftentimes hand-delivered it. And you'd be amazed how many times I walked out with a check. Well, hey, hang on. Save me 43 cents. I'll just write it for you now.
Oh, I love it, Jim.
I'm telling you.
I love that.
You can't do that. If you got a distribution company and you got 10,000 SKUs and 300 customers and you got an automated billing system, you know, you can't necessarily do that. However, you might want to pick and choose certain of those and every month and deliver one of them. What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea, and you know what? There's nothing more powerful than face-to-face. Because not only that, but you get to know the people at the client,
don't you? That's exactly right. It makes a big
difference.
And
they know you.
This is all part of management by walking around, and it'll help you to survive. It's just these are just little survival tips, folks. They literally are survival tips. Hopefully you'll make a profit, you know, long-term, but mostly at first it's a survival tip. Quick break, right back.
Yeah, turn it into cash.
Exactly. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.